Thank you guys for being here for the inaugural WW Park Hoppers Table for Four. I've got three brand new friends that literally I've just met. We talked a little bit online, but this is really kind of it. So the whole idea is for four people to get together, just like we're sitting around a table, and just have a little chat, talking about a place that we all know and love and have a lot of passion for, and also have some things that we'd like to see done differently, I'm sure. So why don't we go ahead and go around and introduce ourselves, and let's go ahead and just be chivalrous and start with Rachel, ladies first.
Boo!
Oh, thanks, Jerry. I love you too.
You see, you don't know her, apparently.
See, look at them. This is what I have to put up with. So kind. No, I'm Rachel. I am a piece of Behind the Magic. Yeah, that's all you need to know.
What was that?
You are freezing up. It's a pretty weird
face. There we go. How's that? Is that better?
Yes.
There we go. Yes. I've broken Blab before. It's been done. I really have broken it. Well, why don't we go ahead and hit your counterpart up with one of your co-hosts from Behind the Magic. And Zeke, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
I am Zeke. I am also from Behind the Magic. And Wonderland Powers Unite. Christine is not here today. She is our third host. That is part of our magic tricycle of doom, I guess. But I thought you just wanted to be my my friend, so I put you on my phone network. What was that all about? Why don't you add you on my phone network?
85.
Friends and family. Yeah, in your circle.
No, no I...
Oh, look, I see over your head. There's a joke. I totally lost it. That's that one. Where's your car crash sound, Jerry? Where's your car crash?
I don't have them on right now. I can't even get the camera to work. It was working 2 seconds ago.
Hey, at least it doesn't have the static that goes with it. I really want to hear the static going.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see what happens with that. And so the final piece to our puzzle is Jerry.
Hello.
And that's Jerry, ladies and gentlemen. Hi. Give it up for him.
I'll tell you who I am. My name's Jerry Skids. I'm from Mouse Rants and Jiminy Crickets podcast. I like these guys. I like you. This is going to be fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
That's all I need.
He likes me. He really likes me.
I loved us, Jerry. I loved us. I feel betrayed.
No.
All right. So that's who we are. We're gonna have a little discussion. I'll tell you what we're gonna be talking about in just a second. But before I do that, we actually, if you can believe this, kids, and I don't mean that because you're all younger than me, it's a term of endearment. We actually have somebody who's sponsoring the show tonight, if you can believe that. We have our good friend over at Kingdom Magic, Alyssa Maizano. So it's Alyssa Maizano's travel agency, part of KingdomMagic.com/Alyssa. That's A-L-Y-S-S-A. And she is giving away a $15 Disney gift card to one lucky listener. And, you know, pickings are going to be interesting later on tonight. Because there's four of us in the talk and there's one of us in the chat room. So it's looking good for you there, Dominic. Anyway, you definitely want to check Alyssa out. She's great. She's a good friend and she's really good at what she does. She loves Disney, but she also does a lot of different travel. You can check her out at kingdommagic.com/Alyssa, A-L-Y-S-S-A. She's also on Facebook, but I'll have to put that in the show notes because that link is long. So that's kind of what we do. That's all that. Anyway, so tonight I thought we'd talk about Disney's Hollywood Studios. We have a lot of construction going on or getting ready to go on. And I'm a local. I live just outside of Tampa. So I do go to the parks a lot. And it's going to be very interesting. So I don't know where we're going to go. I just know we want to talk about Hollywood Studios. We could talk about anything you guys want to. What do you guys think about them making all the closures like they've just announced? Recently, some more closures, and we've heard some rumors like the writer's stop is going away, which breaks my heart. What do you guys think about all the closures and stuff going on in Hollywood Studios?
Well, when it comes to Writer's Stop, that was the place I used to go and write my my terrible screenplays that ended up becoming musicals when I used to work there back in the day. So I'm very sad about that, especially because they have great coffee and delicious cookies. But for everything else, I mean, there's some good and some bad, some stuff that needed to go and some stuff that I'm going to miss. But I'll give someone else a chance to talk first.
I'm excited, but I'm like scared of all the things because they sort of closed everything at once. So like everything is gone. There's going to be a whole chunk of the park that's like probably, I don't know, a sixth of the park that's going to be gone for a year.
Isn't it already?
It sort of already was, but I mean, it's more like it's all just gone in such a rush. Either they have magical like contractors that can get things done so quickly, or it's just going to be a dead park for like a year. It's going to not be fun.
Yeah, that's my struggle with it. They did away with Osborne Family Lights. Like, hey, this is the last year. And then they realized how much everybody loved it and they extended it. And now they're starting to put up the construction walls and they're literally making a line from Toy Story Mania straight across behind the Great Movie Ride straight across to Muppets, and everything's going to be closed. Zeke, what's your opinion about all that?
All right, I have the answer. No fear. All right, so I'm really excited about Star Wars in general. Like, you can't go wrong with more Star Wars. They can't get Marvel in the park. I get it. So more Star Wars. Like, they should just turn it into Star Wars Studios and Muppet Studios. No, Muppets isn't closing Plantoons. Do not worry. There's actually a rumor that we talked about in a Mouse Whisper episode that there is going to be a actual Muppet restaurant potentially, and that will be epic.
Mama Melrose, right?
But No.
That's even better.
Yeah.
So that's what one of the talks of that is. So I'm hoping that comes true. More Muppets is better too. But Star Wars is amazing. So all they have to do is put like turn Epcot's ball into like the Death Star, and like put effects where like Epcot just attacked Hollywood Studios and blew up parts of it. Yeah, like scorched earth, close it, burn it. It's done. Destroy
Leave
death
Epcot
destruction
Star
Wars style.
Leave Epcot alone.
They're frozen in there. At least put Star Wars in there. Star Wars will take over everything.
Yeah, we had a long conversation last night on the Disney Parks podcast about what to do with innovations east and west. And we were talking about everything from Star Wars to, you know, a Pixar-centric gift shop to anything other than just empty space. I mean,
that would be cool.
Anything would be
Disney
better than nothing.
More gift shops. There
well,
aren't
true.
Enough of those.
Okay, okay. I like gift shops, okay? Just leave me alone.
Like, they really should shorten all the rides.
Gift shops are great when they actually have individual merchandise, but, you know.
Right. We were talking about, like a Mickey's of Glendale, like a permanent Mickey's of Glendale that could stay there. And, you know, like a Pixar-centric, like stuff that you could get, like get Pixar's, you know, it's not Cupertino, but it's the place out in California. They've got to have like the John Lasseter t-shirt or the shirts and all that kind of stuff. We were thinking about that kind of stuff. I mean, that would be cool. But I have no problem with raising most of Hollywood Studios. The park needs more.
Yeah.
Like, what about name changes, though? It's not going to be Hollywood-centric anymore. So I'm just...
And it's not going to be studio either. So neither of those words...
Less studio.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's confusing. I think that like it's going to be very interesting what they choose to call this park, because these three things don't connect in any way whatsoever. I mean, it's Star Wars, which is phenomenal. Then you got Pixar, which, you know, it's Pixar. And then you have Hollywood Boulevard and Great Movie Ride, which is its own thing into itself, and then Sunset Boulevard with Tower of Terror and Rock and Roller Coaster. It just nothing. Even now, it doesn't really make any sense. Now add Star Wars and Pixar to it. I don't know. It's going to be very interesting what they do.
I've heard a rumor they're going to call it the Star Wars. Sorry, Disney's Hollywood Adventure, which could work.
I don't know if we should compare something to California Adventure.
They pulled like the Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah. Oh?
They pulled the thing like Kentucky Fried Chicken rebranded itself as KFC
right.
to forget fried chicken and think it's healthy or something. It's like, right. we're not Kentucky Fried Chicken. We're KFC. Entirely different thing. Well, that's what they've done. It's like, you're going to DHS.
Yeah. Right. Can we just call it MDM and be done?
It's DHS.
Oh, look, he said the same thing.
Dominic knows.
Yeah.
Don't make it mean Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. Just call it like, you know.
MGM, and it doesn't stand for anything.
Mouse.
Yeah, no, it means something else. Like, you know, Mickey's Grand
Magic
Masquerade or something. Yeah.
Magically Great Moments. Not.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Sounds like a Hallmark movie.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, come to the Magical Grand Moments.
My concern about all the closures, and like you said, Rachel, they're doing it like incredibly fast, is it's $95 a day. I'm a pass holder, so I don't know the number, but it's like $95 a day for the park. So you've got Tower of Terror, you've got the Great Movie Ride, you've got Rock and Roller Coaster, you've got Indiana Jones for now, you've got the Muppets, Fantasmic. And you've got the Star Wars fireworks show. So you've got like
Frozen Sing Along. Don't forget Frozen Sing Along. You cannot forget that.
Should that be canon?
You sure?
Really?
Are you sure it can?
Isn't Voyage of the Little Mermaid still there?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
And they closed one
Main Street.
Toy Story Mania. So you've got like 10 attractions. Is that really worth? Are those attractions like really worth $90 a day? You spend $10 to go to Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, I'm also not a park goer just for attractions. I'm a park goer for like being immersed in the Disney universe and just like going down Main Street. So it's not all attractions for me because there is other stuff to do there. But I don't know. Maybe at a discounted price because. Everything is closed.
And the theming isn't even there anymore. That's the thing, is if it was all themed to studios still, it would be great. I mean, Streamosphere is an attraction unto itself, so you can even add that and make it 11. But with just the theming of the studios, it's yes, we have it down Hollywood, and yes, we have it down Sunset. But once you make that turn into Echo Lake, it's just gone. You know, and it's not the same feel as it used to be, like when you used to walk into Star Tours and you really felt like you were walking behind the set. Of Star Wars and with all the what is it called, the clappers and stuff like that. So I don't know. I just don't feel like I'm even immersed in any sort of theme whatsoever when I'm there now. I say half price.
Yeah, it's definitely taken a hit. It's been very interesting to go because it doesn't feel at night. I will argue that at night it does feel pretty good, especially in the Sunset Boulevard, the Main Street, you know, the main Hollywood Boulevard area. That's great because it's got the neon and then that makes you feel like you're in old Hollywood land. But, you know, like you said, it's exactly true. Once you get past Echo Lake, you're just kind of in this no man's land. And, you know, is a Toy Story. And we keep saying Pixar. It's really Toy Story. It's just Toy Story. Toy Story Land in Star Wars. Is that going to be enough? I mean, I love Toy Story. You know, God knows my regular co-host is a Toy Story crazy person. But, you know, I was really praying that there would be something more, you know, Pixar, like other things other than Toy Story. Are those going to be enough to give that park the oomph that I think that it needs and deserves?
It's too much. The Sith should go kill all the Pixar Toy Story dolls.
Nice.
Star Wars should take over. And it should just be called Star Wars.
I'm liking that. Disney, but yeah, Disney Star Wars. Yes.
Disney presents Star Wars.
All the time, yeah.
And they could go SW if they're afraid of people calling it Star Wars. DSW.
I like it. Let's go with that. And then you have to have the First Order as well, because you can't all just be Sith. You have to have First Order as well.
If the whole park went Star Wars, we could just faction it into the three different eras. Although I don't think the prequel era would be frequented as often.
That could be like the Kitty Land with the Jar Jar Binks ride, you know.
Oh, I'd rather have Frozen.
I love Jar Jar Binks. Lisa, Jar Jar Binks. Lisa think people gonna die.
I hate you, Zeke.
He was a Jar Jar Binks is the most look at all the Reddit things, look at everything, look at the conspiracy theories. Jar Jar Binks is the true.
Exactly. That's who Emperor Snoke is. It's Jar Jar Binks. Drops the mic, walks away.
Yep. Walks away. Yep. Basically. See, I'm more excited for Pixar Land. I'm sorry. Or for Toy Story Land.
Right.
That just seems like such more of a world that you can immerse yourself in and just totally be like amazed by it. I mean, I know Star Wars is expansive. That's the reason why I think so many people are going to be interested in it, because it's so large. But Toy Story, I think, has a little bit more of a niche that doesn't have as big of a following as Star Wars. So I think that land is going to be a lot more detailed, like the Pixar Lane. I don't know what it's called. But like that has Toy Story Mania in it.
Pixar
that is
Place.
Okay, seriously. Yeah, Pixar Place. Thank you. It's so detailed. It's got like Scrabble tiles on the wall. Who would think of that?
I can agree that the theming is probably going to be, I wouldn't call it better, but it's going to be very immersive and very enjoyable. I don't think the attractions are looking anything interesting at all. I've seen them, the plans and everything that they posted up, and it just looks mediocre. But that I could be wrong, you know, because once I get there, I'm going to love it, I'm sure. Although I said the same thing about Mine Train and, you know, how I feel about that.
The buildup was, I mean, it's a good ride for, like,
kids.
6-year-olds, but yeah, you like when you saw all the track being laid, tell me that did not look epic.
It did. Yes.
And you're just it's exactly what they built it as, and it's not what I wanted.
Can I take a couple seconds to tell you guys my Mine Train story? Because it relates to people.
Yes.
Okay, so I got to go to the opening of Diagon Alley at Universal. And I think that happened, if my timing is correct, a month or two before the opening of the Mine Train, right? So we go to the Universal thing, and it truly is hashtag epic. I mean, there's the Harry Potter people. There's, Lana Lovegood, who's like the actress is gorgeous. And there's the guy who plays Hagrid. And God, it was epic. Fireworks, and you go in and you're, holy crap, it's totally immersive. It's incredible. So I'm coming off of that experience. And then it's like, hey, we're going to go to the opening of the Mine Train. It's like, oh, it's going to be great. And I get there and it's just like ties. Just, it's like all these suits there. And periodically there's the Seven Dwarfs would walk by. They didn't stop. They would go and they would take a picture. And then like, there's this one dude like handing out buttons who was a dwarf. And I'm like, you're not a dwarf. He's like, yes, I am. And I'm like, no, you're not. What dwarf are you? Because you're not one of the seven that I know. And so then we get on the ride. And as you can tell, I'm not the skinniest person on the planet. And I get on the ride and it's just like, and I'm sitting there going, this ride sucks so bad. And then the ride itself is incredible. But you know, it was a great ride, but it was so, I got off it and the Disney person was there. And if she hears this, please forgive me. You know that I love you. Said, how'd you think of that? How was it? Was that not incredible? It was like, have you been to Diagon Alley? Like, no, not when it, go to Diagon Alley. Then let's talk. And she's like, oh, okay. I said, it was a great ride. Don't get me wrong, but this is not Diagon Alley killer. And neither's Avatar. That's not going to do it, kids. So that's my whole story. So, you know, And then it caught fire like 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
talk about bad karma. That's funny when they have a ride chain as a crowbar. Yes. You have the shoehorn to get people in and get people out. So they've made some announcements. They announced that they were going to do Star Wars Land and have, what, two attractions, a cantina, I'm assuming, because it's going to be like Maz's place and something else, a couple other things. So they're really going to have like four things there. So talking just about Star Wars, is that going to be enough? Is that what you expected? Or are you feeling better about it now that you've seen the movie, or worse?
I'm excited for it, but it will never be enough. Like, Star Wars needs to take over, like, all of Hollywood studios. Then they need to, like, make a resort that you can stay at that's, like, Star Wars.
That'd be awesome.
I'd be down with a Death Star hotel.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Or Starkiller, whichever one you want.
They don't want to end up on, like, Tatooine or something like that. Like,
well, that's Palermo
during the blowing up. you just see maintenance constantly trying to repair that one like weak hole. Yeah.
What'd be cool is if they had like on the windows, they had like projection where periodically just somebody would just fall past the window.
Oh my God. Wilhelm scream.
Randomly dropping hands. If you turn them in, like it's Luke Skywalker's hand. You take that whole theme from Tom Sawyer's Island.
Yeah,
turn this into a cast member for a free fast pass.
Oh my gosh!
Bonus if it's the top or bottom of who was the dude with the spikes? I totally forgot his name. Who was the villain in the first one? Had the double
Darth
lightsabers.
Maul.
Darth Maul. Darth Maul. Double points for Darth Maul. Triple points for Han Solo.
Oh, too soon.
Sorry, too soon.
Spoilers. Too soon. Oh.
Spoilers.
It's been enough time already.
Been way long.
No. Never.
I haven't seen it enough yet.
That's true.
What, seven times isn't enough?
Yes. Yes, Han should have shot first.
Yeah, should have. Well, shouldn't he yet? Well, first of all, he broke the cardinal rule of Star Wars. You never walk out on a bridge, ever. Never walk on a bridge in Star Wars. Never, ever.
I love all the technology they have, yet they can't invent a guardrail for long bridges.
There's no OSHA. That's the problem.
Yeah, no OSHA.
So a Star Wars hotel would be amazing. So we talked about the rides. There's going to be a Millennium Falcon ride. There's going to be a what else is there going to be?
I hadn't heard too much about the rides.
So I have to look it up. But I know there's going to be some type of a Millennium Falcon, and there's going to be a cantina. So is there anything else about the Star Wars area that we're all jacked up about, or we just wanted to get here?
Can't it's the Training Academy. That'll be good.
Yeah, those have come out already, too. Have you seen any of the pictures from there?
They used to do it during Star Wars weekends. Now they're just doing it all the time. And yeah, I've seen some of the videos and pictures that came up, so that's good. But like, they're going to just improve that whole process. I'm just really excited, but why can people over 13 not do it? That's the change that I'm making. I'm going to be up there in a Jedi robe that is way too small. Shout out to Christy. And I am going to...
He's right, though. They should do an adult Jedi Training Academy. You know how many times I watch the stupid kids and go, man, I'm lucky. I want to fight Darth Vader and Darth Maul. Or now, I guess... You know, Kylo Ren. That would be so much fun.
Oh, my gosh.
I've heard a rumor that that's coming.
Well, you have two very happy guys now.
Yeah, you're not interested?
They just have to breathalyzer test beforehand.
Well,
I can just see bad things happening.
That's no moon.
They're taking away high octane, so there's no bar anymore, so...
Yeah. No. Well, you can always go over to
there's still the beer carts.
Tune in lounge. You can always go to the tune in lounge.
And hopefully the cantina will serve some delicious things. So we'll see.
Blue milk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So let's flip over.
Already one in the launch bay?
Say again.
I thought there was already a cantina in the launch bay.
Oh yeah. So
but not like an official cantina.
No, it's just an empty space. It's just an empty space.
Oh, okay.
And they got Jawas and whatever. I'm assuming that it's Guido walking around, but it's
Guido.
I walked right up to him and said, "You should have shot first." And he was like, you know,
he was like, "Hey,
hey, 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 Guido."
Yes, yes.
Oh, today.
All right, I'm going to put this away and start drinking water.
Don't believe him, that's water bottle.
Did I mention that my co-host on the other show is Italian?
That makes it okay.
That's okay.
My co-host is black, so.
Yeah.
My best friend is.
Yeah, exactly. So. So, yes, so there was a Greedo walking around. Yikes.
Interesting.
That was awful. And a buddy of mine was there the other day, and they tried to trade her for a Disney button. Like, here's a button, and they took her. So, yeah, but they're not selling anything. There's no drinks. There's nothing there. It's just a space. Mm-hmm. And so you guys haven't been to their launch bay?
Space.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Oh, it's awesome and disappointing all at the same time.
I know that feeling.
Is that life?
Yes, very much so. Welcome to life. So they have like...
Awesome. Everything is
awesome. So Dominic, which one of you were disappointed on the honeymoon? That is what we want to know.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Go ahead. I want to hear this answer. Go ahead. Yeah. I'm waiting. Oh wait. No, I'm kidding. They have a couple of stormtroopers out there, and they actually talk. I don't know if they're actually talking. They've got the pre-recorded stuff. But you can hear them. They have little speakers in their heads, which is pretty cool. Then you get inside. And it's nice. And then they have all the replica stuff. And it's all replica except for two things. They have one of the land speeders from Return of the Jedi. And they have one of the, I want to say it's a prop from the new movie. I want to say it's like the speeder. It's one of the speeders.
Mm. Oh, so, right. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's cool. But it's just like only two, you know. And then they've got all the, then you start getting into the merchandise, and it's amazing because you can get a full-size Vader and a full-size Stormtrooper, and the toys and stuff they have there are absolutely incredible. So it's neat.
Full-size.
Yeah, but it's disappointing because, you know, you kind of expect it a little bit more. But now they get Kylo Ren, so there's a plus.
Yes.
Yeah. So let's flip over and talk about, let's talk about Toy Story.
They don't need a fourth movie.
Oh, no. No, they don't.
That's about it.
It's coming.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
They need it just as much as Cars needs a third movie.
Oh, yeah, no. More along the lines of Toy Story Land. Let's talk about Toy Story Land. Yes. Okay. Yes. So, yeah, we'll talk about... If you want to talk about Toy Story, we could talk about it. It doesn't... yeah. No, totally none. So Toy Story Land. What's your expectations for Toy Story Land? What are you guys excited about?
More character meet and greets. There are so many characters in those movies. I want to meet half of them, and I can only meet Buzz, Woody, and sometimes Lotso. And that's just sad.
I want to meet John Ratzenberger.
I want to meet Andy.
There you go. Yes. Just a
giant characters. Oh, yeah, Sid. That's right. Yeah. I want to meet Sid.
Escape from Sid. That would be awesome.
The best punk rock Disney character ever.
Yeah.
Cool.
Like,
that actually would be really cool.
It should merge from Sid into the dark side. And win the sequel. Yeah.
Yes.
That would actually be a really good transition.
The power of your neighbor, Sid.
That would be hilarious. Oh, hang on. Yeah. What's going on? Hey, what's... so I'll just go ahead and do it this way. Hey, if you're just joining us, we are, this is the Table for Four. We're starting, this is a new project. We're getting together. The four of us have never, the four of us completely have never met. The other three people outside of me know each other fairly well, apparently. And, which is good. It helps me out. I'm the new kid in town, and, we're just talking about Disney. Right now, we're just talking about the construction over at Hollywood Studios, and we're talking about what we're looking forward to, what we're excited about, maybe not what we're as excited about, and we're just chatting about that. So,
you know, everything.
That's what we're doing. And let me throw this out real quick, if I could, guys. We've got our friend Alyssa Maizano from Kingdom Magic, who's going to give away a $15 Disney gift card to one lucky watcher listener. So the odds are getting, you know, Dominic, the odds are getting worse because there's more people coming in. So, you know, so.
May the odds be in your favor.
May the odds ever be. So anyway, so thanks to listeners for doing that. So Toy Story Land meet and greets. I think that's exceptional. I've heard there's going to be a roller coaster. And I've heard it's going to be an open air roller coaster, an outside roller coaster. So this will be something a little different for Disney people. A lot of the roller.
I heard it was supposed to be like the Barnstormer.
Really? Oh,
could be.
Yeah,
I heard it was supposed to be tiny.
That's why I said I wasn't very excited because Hollywood Studios actually should have more attractions for children, but they need to offset that with some of the attractions for the adults as well. And I don't see a lot of that coming into the new Toy Story Land.
Do you think it's going to be a kiddie park?
I think it's going to be kiddie-centric.
You think so? I thought it was going to be like kind of middle road. I don't think there's going to be any thrill rides there. I think that they're kind of like, hey, we have Tower of Terror and Rock and Roller Coaster and Star Tours. We don't need any more of those thrill rides. So I don't know, but I don't. Maybe we could be surprised later on.
Surprise!
Small world, Toy Story style.
You know, I wouldn't mind something like that, though. Like, something that's good for everybody. Like, you know, the Barnstormer is good for one, you know, group of people, and that's, you know, under 10. But I think that there should be more things that everyone could enjoy, like a small world.
Yeah, and the only thing about any type of a roller coaster or any of the newer attractions that Disney built, the whole mine ride thing has got a lot of people concerned because it's not a ride for everybody. Because, you know, if you're tall or larger than your, you know, the specific seat size, that's not a ride that you can sit and enjoy. So that's a step that's different for Disney. Disney's always been family friendly, and the ride seats have always been accommodating for most people. Yeah. And they finally built one that's not. So that's really the only thing about it that concerns me. If they put a kid ride there, that'd be great. I'll ride it and I'll have a blast doing it.
Right.
Because I'll be screaming at all these kids. But
when I go to Six Flags and I have to like spread my legs out wide, so they measure to see if you're over 6 feet, I can fall under the 6 foot mark so that, you know, I don't get decapitated.
They don't notice that you're walking like a crab.
Bypass, but no, I walk like I have a crab's leg.
Never mind.
Not touching that one, literally.
There's some gym you'd have to use after a few days.
I think there's...
Lovely.
Okay, so what we're getting back to. Yikes. On that note, crabs. Sorry, I'm like. what would they have to build in Toy Story Land for everybody to like lose their mind? Because Universal's doing it every time they build a new section of Harry Potter, everybody loses their mind. Avatar Land has been pushed back again.
What's Avatar?
Yeah, some movie thing.
Kind of like, from like a decade ago. A long time ago, like Kelsey Farway. There was a place called Avatar.
Yes. And that is a sticky wicket for me. I can't stand the concept because everybody thinks that Pandora is going to be the Harry Potter killer. And unfortunately, it's just not going to be.
Nope.
Not even close. So what would Disney have to put into either? I'll throw out Star Wars Land, Star Wars or Toy Story. What would you guys like to see built there?
Marvel. They need to get their rights back from Marvel.
What's that? I can hear what you said.
Yeah.
I said they need to get their rights back from Marvel.
Oh, Marvel, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Marvel.
Yeah. That would be, they could do some epic stuff with that.
Yeah, I would rather them do a fifth gate if they were going to do that. As crazy as that sounds.
Yeah.
No, but it makes sense.
Star Wars and Marvel.
Yeah, that would make a lot more sense if the other gate was Star Wars and Marvel, and this one was more Pixar and this, like, old studios theme that they don't know what they're doing with it yet.
Right.
But But it's just, it's a money situation too. I mean, they don't even have their third and fourth gates, you know, set up. Even Epcot's not doing too well lately. So I feel like they need to work more on those before they can open another gate. Although I would love to see a park that's Marvel on its own. It was called Islands of Adventure, but they, you know, technology surpassed that real quick. So
very, yeah.
Yeah.
So that, I don't know. I think that you hit it right on the head. It's just a money thing. And unfortunately, they've lost sight on making it parks that people really love. They're really just concerned about money. That's my biggest gripe about the whole thing. When the story came out that the Imagineers were told, go back to the drawing board because this isn't ambitious enough. What does that tell you? You know, that's the kind of thing that just pisses me off because, you know, for the longest time, I had nothing to do with it, but Disney was like the pinnacle of imagination and creativity. And now we just keep trying to play catch up. And because of our nostalgia and because our love for aspects of Disney, it's just become this weird amalgam. It's nowhere close to the creativity and imagineering excitement that it used to be. And that drives me crazy as a Disney fan.
I think a lot of the creative stuff that was in the park.
Go ahead, Rachel.
Go ahead. First.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Rachel.
Okay. I think a lot of the stuff in the parks that was like meant to be creative for the park goer to be creative, like the Animation Academy, a lot of the stuff that was in Magic Kingdom. Like, I remember, I mean, KidCot, yes, I guess, is sort of an imagination thing where you're learning about the different countries. But I don't think there's not a lot of, like, ability for any of the park goers to do anything but watch something happen or take a picture with something. Right. Or ride an attraction. It's not something that they can create and use their own imagination to create. I mean, Test Track sort of pushed that forward a lot with having you create your own car, but I don't know. Imaginations aren't being pushed anymore, in my opinion. It's just sort of like you know what the story is and you stick to that story.
That's a great point. Yeah. Mm-hmm. When you guys had another point, you started to say something.
Yeah. So it's kind of along the same lines as what Rachel was saying. I'm actually really excited about all the closings and the changes going on in Hollywood Studios. It means when it opens, yeah, it's going to suck for a couple of years because there's going to be nothing there. But I am terrified of Disney just turning into a museum. Like, so afraid to touch things because we're going to say, no, don't get rid of this attraction. Don't get rid of that. I love it. Everybody's got memories. Disney is a place of memories. But it was always Walt's dream and idea that we stay ahead of things. We evolve. We're like, Disney and Michael Eisner even had said, you know, if Disney could put their name on something, they're going to do it and show that they are the best and they can do it at a higher quality. Like when Disney television watching things like that. Disney Afternoon revolutionized. There was no longer a toy and then a TV show. There was TV shows. There was DuckTales. There was, you know, Rescue Rangers and things like that. And all sorts of great different Disney Afternoon. It was no longer G.I. Joe show because G.I. Joe has a toy and Hasbro made a show on it. It was, there is a quality show. Yeah, it's not a feature film, but it's a quality show. And I think Disney did that with the parks when they first opened. And I really want them to, you know, burn Rome down. Everybody loves the smell of it. And rebuild. And I think the future will be awesome if they keep going forward. I'm just afraid. And we're all guilty of it. And I know I've done it. I know Rachel has done it. Everybody in the thing is like, oh my God, they got rid of Push. Or they got rid of you. Yeah, I know. I'm sad they got rid of Push. But it's about, you know, there's stuff we all love and we'll always have memories. But I'm excited for the future. I'm excited for everything that's going to come. And I just want them to do incredible new things that are great, because I'm sorry, you know, I go with my nephew and stuff like that, and things that, you know, he happens to like the Carousel of Progress and the Hall of Presidents, but like Aladdin's Magic Carpet, right? He doesn't really know Aladdin and stuff, and I'm like, Aladdin, I love it, it's amazing. But you know, that next generation and things. I just want to keep moving.
I
push somebody off the monorail, right, Jerry?
Talk to Simone about that one. I mostly agree with you, but the only points I disagree about is I feel like there are certain things that can change without having to be demolished, like a Carousel of Progress. Now, they kind of gave up on it in a way where they decided they don't feel like finishing the final scene and continuously updating it. So now it just really does seem like a museum in a way. And if they're going to do that, then make it a museum, put it back to its original, fine. But I think that there is a place to keep things that are in our memories, Pirates of the Caribbean, Haunted Mansion, you know, with while you're still able to update them like we did. I mean, I love the Haunted Mansion updates. I have nothing bad to say about any of that. I guess Rachel does, but I guess really that like some things, yeah, can be preserved, but something like Aladdin, I mean, first of all, the ride itself, we have enough spinners in the parks already. So, you know, but yeah, something like Aladdin, which is kind of out of times right now, or even again, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids playset. Who knew what Honey, I Shrunk the Kids was besides our generation? You know what I mean? Or the generation above us. Nobody knows what it is anymore. You know, so I'm glad they took it out. Now, I think that it was a lot of fun, and I'm sure that people would have a lot of fun there, but change the theming because it makes zero sense for Honey, I Shrunk the Kids to be in the park. So Star Wars for kids. Yay.
Yeah, that's a great point. And that's true. And, you know, they had things. The only thing that they've done that really kind of tweaked me a little bit was taking away One Man's Dream. Only in the sense that I think there does need to be a place on property. And it doesn't necessarily have to be in Hollywood Studios. It could be over at Disney Springs. I mean, God knows they've got plenty of space for it. But you know, one place that they do have that repository of, you know, the history of who Walt was, how this place called Walt Disney World came to be. Why is it important? Why is it called Walt Disney World? Because my fear is there's going to be a day when there's going to be kids coming out of this place called Walt Disney World. And they're going to be like, who is Walt Disney? And why is this place called Walt Disney World?
Right.
You know, and my heart will literally burst out of its chest. And I'll, you know. That's the one thing that I am concerned about. Outside of that, there's really nothing that I'm that tied to. If they can't fix that Disco Yeti, I'm not really that concerned about anything else. Let's fix it. You know?
I'd rather not have something jump out and scare me, but that's for another podcast.
That is true.
Is that how you got the last name, Skids?
Yep.
So bad.
Well, awesome. I think we're going to end it on that note, if that's okay.
That's a perfect note to end
that
on.
That's a great note to end on. So why don't we go around? So I want this to be we've had a great conversation. Thank you guys so much for being part of it. For the very first one, you guys made it very, very easy, and I appreciate all your flexibility and stuff. Why this makes sense if you guys share how people can find you on the internet. So, Rachel, we're going to start with Jerry, and we're going to let you finish up because I want to go in reverse chivalry order. So, Jerry, how can people find you on the internet, my friend?
Well, first of all, you just tricked me. You said Rachel, and I was like, oh, I can hang back. So I wasn't paying attention right there. No, I'm kidding. Because I don't listen to Rachel. You can find me or Simone. All right.
So nice.
So Dominic liked it. Okay. You can find me and Simone at mouserants.gq. That's our website. You can go on there and just click on any episode you like. We are an 18-plus show, so keep that in mind before you have, I guess, kids around you, or you know, before you decide not to put headphones in when listening. You can also find me on Twitter at Jerry the Skids, which I'm sure everybody knows because you can see it in the chat.
All right, Zeke, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you all over the intranets?
All right, well, First off, if any of your kids get any of the jokes from Jerry's show, that is, yeah, I'm on tour, pointed. That is your parenting skills fault, not his fault. So if they get the joke, it's your own fault. But you can find me on the web with a little bit of clever stalking, or as Plantoon says, get tour and go on the dark web and really find me. Wahaha. I'll get you next time.
Why do you say that's so creepy?
And it wasn't even ominous. He was just like, mwahaha. That's your acting? I guess you're not going to be in the musical anymore.
But since Rachel is going to plug our show, I'm going to take my opportunity to plug like one of my favorite things. And they've been here the whole time, and that's Plantoons. Woo! Go to YouTube. Plantoons, put your link in the chat so people can go check it out. They're hilarious. They're funny. They are sarcastic. They're amazing. So I'm taking my opportunity to plug the crap out of them. Everybody needs to go listen to them. Now Rachel, you can plug us or not, or I forget where we are. You know, they can stalk us. They can find us with the Googles. They find everything nowadays, them kids. All right. Thank you, Dominic, for posting that. Everybody click that link. YouTube.com/WWPlayer2. I never shut up. Okay, I'm going to shut up now. But I
don't. Yeah, our links are pretty simple. It's just btmpodcast.com. And of course, you can find our other host, Christy, at her website, thedisneyworldenthusiast.com. But her Twitter is dwenthusiast. So that I always mess that up. It's like in all of our episodes, you can't hear it because I edit it, but I mess it up a lot.
Excellent.
And if you can't find them on Twitter, there's an underscore at the end of their name for zero reason whatsoever.
Yes, there is. You'll get somebody some inspirational, like, with, like...
Okay.
Yeah. There was some inspirational reason. One with, like, 20 followers, and... Yeah.
They wouldn't hand it over.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, if you're watching this or listening, you should probably know me from www.parkhoppers.com. I am WDW Parkhoppers all over Facebook, Twitter, the whole nine yards. Now, don't be confused. There is a WDW Parkhopper, which is my mistake. I should have got both the singular and the plural, so stupid me. But www.parkhoppers.com, come find me there. You can link out and find me on social. Guys, thank you so very much. I cannot tell you how deeply appreciative and honored I am that you would take time out of your busy days to come chat with somebody that you barely know. And I'll go ahead and say on the record, if there's ever anything that you guys need, you can always reach out and I'll do my dead level best to give you all the help and support that I can for what it's worth. So that brings me to, I can't believe I'm going to say this because this is so funny. We have to give away this gift card. And here's the funny thing.
We have to
give away the gift card. Now, here's the irony. There's two people other than us actually active in the chat room. And the other person is actually an agent from Kingdom Magic Vacations who is ineligible to win the gift card. So, ladies and gentlemen, Dominic.
Yeah,
the gift card.
Congratulations.
Speech.
So Dominic.
Speech, yeah. You got to give a speech.
Yeah.
Well, in big Latin.
One of us has to go away if he's going to give a speech or he could do it on the chat room. So Dominic, if you wouldn't mind shooting me an email at parkhopperjohn@gmail.com with the contact information. And Alyssa is going to send you a $15 gift card for Disney. And that is courtesy of Alyssa Maizano, KingdomMagic.com/Alyssa, A-L-Y-S-S-A. You can find her on Facebook, and she's all over. She's amazing. She's also a photographer, and she's pretty good at that kind of stuff. So, Alyssa, thank you for sponsoring the show. It's been great. It's been a lot of fun, guys. Thank you. Make sure that you tune in next week because we're going to be doing another roundtable. Table for Four from WDW Parkhoppers. So that's it for this show. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the parks.